tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got an interesting email here. Guys, I'm a ex-prison guard. Current deputy sheriff working in a jail, much different part of the country.
By the way, thank you for listening. You can listen anywhere in the country, and we appreciate you listening.
Give you a little context on the Jeffrey Epstein death. He says that's one of the most important jobs. I'm going to sum it up here because it's a pretty long email.
Yeah.
But he has been reprimanded for waiting 31 minutes to check on a prisoner. So
right.
They do check on these guys every half hour. And then addressing the conspiracy stuff, says, I can't even comprehend the sheer number of jail staff who would have to be complicit in that kind of thing. They have to be letting someone into the jail with a corpse, because that's the one of the guys out there.
The guy thinks he faked his death.
Yeah. I won't believe it's him. This comes out of a Reddit post.
I won't believe
it's him until they do his autopsy. He's rich enough to fake his own death and bring in a substitute corpse.
People watch too many movies.
Yeah. Okay. So he says, I can't comprehend the sheer number of jail staff that would have to be complicit in that kind of thing. They'd have to be letting someone into the jail with a corpse. They'd have to be moving security cameras to look the wrong way all throughout the jail. They'd have to be bumping into people in every hallway who would probably wonder why they're carrying a body bag. Even with an insane level of corruption and bribery, El Chapo chose to tunnel out of prison rather than to try to make his way out up top. So unless we suddenly see several dozen employees from that jail quit and move to Brazil, I don't think any outrageous foul play was going on.
I'm going to hear a lot of that crap this weekend. I'm just by osmosis in the area. It's going to drive me crazy.
But that's the most sensible thing I've read about the conspiracies.
Yeah.
Born on this date, however dead now, a gentleman described as a comedian.
So you don't think he is?
Joe Besser.
Oh. That's,
you see my point.
Three Stooges. Yeah. Well, comedic actor. Joe came in, he wasn't Curly Joe, he was just Joe, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and he was the guy that said, stop it. He was real effeminate, remember that?
He was the least funny.
Yeah, he was.
Of all the people who ever played a stooge.
Yeah, there was another Joe in there. There's Curly Joe. I don't remember how funny he was.
He might have been very
equal.
Not funny as well.
Equal. And Shemp was hilarious, and Curly was hilarious,
right.
Obviously. And
yeah.
Then, of course, Larry and Mo.
And Mo.
And also born on this date, however dead now, is artist Abbott Thayer. Abbott Thayer. Hey, Abbott Thayer.
my favorite part. What movie are we talking about with that that religious Abbott walking down the... And somebody yells, hey, Abbott. What's that from?
That would be Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Right. And, hey, Abbott.
I hate that guy.
And I realize if you're young, you don't know what Abbott Costello were. And by the way, they were done before we were even born. It's funny as hell. Take our word for it. Hey, Abbott. I hate that guy. Hey, Abbott.
Abbott Thayer created the camouflage pattern for the military.
Oh, really?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going all Google on us.
I hope he...
Because that's what they do. It's Abbott Thayer's birthday, and then you'd click on it and see a bunch of his paintings.
You know, this guy probably got nothing, too, because he's probably working for the military, right? Because you think about it, if you invent that in your own time, and then you patent that pattern, you're a zillionaire. There's camo everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, does he still get residuals?
He might be just a word for the year. You know, he might just be the guy that did it.
I sincerely doubt it, being born in 1849.
See?
That's true. It's in the public domain at this point.
They would have had a little foresight into that. But set for generations.
Yeah, but...
And just a note for our Deadpool players. Take this for what you will. We're just, I'm just throwing an age out there.
All right.
George Hamilton.
Yeah, I saw this.
Is 80.
And still doesn't have skin cancer. Good for him. That dude's Mr. Tan forever.
Well, it's not diagnosed.
Yeah.
Well,
or he gets it taken care of every day.
That's true, yeah.
I know that
I read about his ritual years ago, maybe 20 years ago somewhere, about how he keeps tanned, and he it's an art form with that dude. The right oils, the right time, all kinds of crazy things, man.
Really?
Yeah. And he protects his skin, too, somehow. 90.
80.
Oh, he's 80. I'm sorry. I thought he was 90.
Yeah, nothing in his IMDb about any known health issues or anything.
Does he still worship the sun?
I don't know. With fake bacon now, you know. Not as much as LD worships the sun. LD's naked, by the way, this weekend in Kansas.
He worships nakedness. It happens to be in the sun.
Well, he tans naked, too, now.
Well, but, yeah, he didn't want to. What's worse than getting sunburned in places that haven't seen the sun, where the sun don't shine?
That's why it's called the sun don't shine, right? Your ass crack.
And there's other places that the sun don't shine.
Underneath your balls.
I just got a really unpleasant visual of Lindog. He's like, yo. He's got his ass hiked up in a tanning bed.
So it's an unpleasant visual, so you describe it in detail to the rest of us?
I like it, though. Keep going.
Yeah. He doesn't want it to
stick
just to fester inside himself.
You can keep that to yourself. It's fine.
I got
to
get it out. I got to get it out.
Hiking his ass up in a tanning booth.
Well, you got to hit the places that the sun don't shine.
You're right. Yes, you do.
Yeah, but unless you're going to be walking around.
When you're at a nudist colony, spreading them. There aren't any places where the sun don't shine, unless it's sealed up.
But unless you're going to be walking around the nudist colony,
with your
pulling
ass
the ass cheeks open, I don't think you need to tan that.
You don't know.
Maybe he does.
You don't know the angle
know
of the sun.
Or the dangle.
I'm pretty sure it's not below your butt.
Or when you're going to have to bend over and pick something up.
Yes. I'm thinking you bend to the knees at that point.
Who knows what you're dropping where?
But I would bend at the hips.
You're dropping a lot of stuff if you get your butt sunburned.
I would bend at the hips at every time. I wouldn't bend at the knees at all in News Colony. I'd say, here's my butthole.
There's been any number.
Check it out.
Of sunburned taints at the beach because the water.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The sun will reflect off the sand.
Right.
Reflect off the water.
Right.
And there is no place that the sun don't shine when you're at the beach. Naked.
Yeah, you're right, Todd. I picture him hiking his ass. We'll ask him on Friday, we sure.
What sort of activities go on? Do they have like a swimming pool?
Yeah, because he said they were playing like water volleyball.
Yeah, playing volleyball in the pool.
Oh, that's
like 3-4 foot.
They got shuffleboard,
hiking trails.
They have cornhole, and they have beanbag toss.
Because if you took a hike, it'd be really easy to check for ticks afterwards.
True.
Yeah, but do you want to?
Well, yeah, you have to.
Well, especially with Len Dogs, he's bald.
Yeah.
You don't want to. Have to.
What if you can't reach it and say,
check for ticks.
You check for my tick down there? I said tick, by the way.
Yeah. That's not a good place to have a tick.
Bell D asked you to look for a tick. Are you looking? Not on his head.
No. You mean in the undercarriage?
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's his wife's job.
Wife's job, right.
I mean, if it were a life or matter of life or death, I suppose I'd do it for him.
Like suck the poison out?
No.
Just remove the tick.
Somebody's dying then, right?
Him.
Yeah.
He loves these conversations. he is.
Wow. We just have a lot of questions.
We always do. We always will. He's going to be naked again this weekend in Kansas. In case you're heading there.
Well, even if you're not, he's still going.
That's true.
I mean, we have questions. We're not as curious as Lindog is. He's actually pursuing it.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
It's a lifestyle. You get tired of going out weekends with your clothes on. Eventually, I'm guessing.
Well, think how much time you save just not standing in front of the closet going, what am I going to wear today?
Exactly.
Oh, nothing.
Take it off in the parking lot. Got my baseball cap, my flip-flops. I'm fine.
And a smile.
Another good email. Speaking of where the sun don't shine.
Yep.
Wife and I listened to your Friday podcast and heard you guys talking about bidets, never using one. Like you, neither had I till recently. I finished a couple months ago remodeling a bathroom at our home. And my wife wanted the bidet. Well, I didn't see the need. Yeah. I agree.
Greg really wants a bidet, man.
And installed a heated bidet toilet seat. To quote George Takei, oh, my. was my reaction the first time I used it. That'll get your attention first time, but seriously, life-changing. Where it had been my whole life, besides reducing our toilet paper consumption.
You got to dry off, don't you?
I
That's how I was wondering. You can't just shove a wet ass in your underwear.
I'd defer that question to him. The inside of my underwear is much cleaner.
But what do you do with it? Do you just keep a towel in there? That's just your ass towel?
I suppose.
But even
I would defer that to him, as I said.
But you're not using that. Nobody else is using your ass towel. Do you have names on your ass towels? Like his and hers?
Again, I'm giving you all the
information. I'm just throwing these out in case you're listening again. Eventually you'll hear the podcast if you're not listening live.
You guys are welcome to
come
over for a beer and give it a test run if you want.
I might.
That's from Bill.
Yeah, don't make the offer if you're not ready to follow through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I might not even need a beer. I just got to come over and wipe my and spray my ass.
You may need to bring your own ass towel. Or they may have some for you.
I'm just going
to
shake it off.
Right, some guest ass towels.
All of a sudden you're a dog and you just shake from
shake
head to toe.
Yeah, and Craig will go. Craig really wants to try one.
Our buddy DJ Weenie Wagon.
Hey, man.
Hey, fellas. You know, it was a good show. You know, run around doing Weenie Wagon things. Mm-hmm. And we go from George Hamilton to Naked Lindog. And it all goes in the crapper.
Especially him hiking his ass up in a tanning booth.
Ah, God.
Yeah.
And by the way, DJ Weenie Wagon knows LD in person, obviously.
He does, yeah.
They're buds.
And he's picturing
with
him.
With his clothes on. Yeah. With his clothes on.
On his elbows.
You've seen the photo, though, haven't you?
In the tanning bed.
Oh, young up.
Wait, did that actually make a dial tone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Really? Oh, that's landline only.
Yeah.
See, in the movies, they still, when someone hangs up on you on a cell phone, they'll make the dial tone.
Oh, just for that, shall we know people are hung up?
Just for that effect.
Yeah.
When, in fact, it didn't happen in real life anymore.
No.
You may remember former bicycle racer Lance Armstrong.
I like what he tweeted out.
Do you?
Well, I don't hate this guy like everybody else does. I don't really have a problem. He cheated. We get it. He lied. I get it. But he raised a bunch of money for cancer. You know?
Yeah, cheating at cycling does not affect my life.
And by the way,
I don't care.
And I did read something. A. Whitney Brown, of all people, we follow him on Twitter too. I'm not going to go this far, but said, hey, he found a way to beat the system that everybody cheats in. And that doesn't make it right. But he talks about he raced past Mike Pence on a bike trail, right? Is that the story?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the point?
The story is that he crowed about it.
Yeah, I didn't think that was. Craig, I didn't read who tweeted it out, and I just passed Mike Pence on the bike pad.
Lance Armstrong put out a post involving Mike Pence, the vice president. They were on Nantucket.
There once
Pence
was a man.
Was reportedly on the island.
That's why Pence was there.
Pence was reportedly on the island for a private Republican Party fundraiser.
Which
Armstrong,
island?
Who has ridden a bicycle before,
yes,
said, I can't drop many people on a bike these days, but I just blew the doors off Mike Pence on a Nantucket bike path. Day made.
See, when I read it, Craig, I didn't know it was Lance Armstrong. I thought it was just a regular guy riding his bike. Then I thought it was kind of funny. Then I read it was him. I'm thinking, well, that's kind of stupid because he's still Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, so then people started giving him a hard time. Well, of course, you're Lance freaking Armstrong. Yeah. You can do that to everyone.
Yeah, pretty much everybody.
Was he posting it tongue-in-cheek?
Well,
yes,
let me finish. His next post, after people were giving him such a hard time for being Lance Armstrong, blowing the doors off anybody,
right?
He said, some people can't take a joke or even having a little fun on Twitter. Lighten the F up, people.
Oh, good for you.
Let me finish.
All right.
But seriously, I did blow his doors off. What a freak! No!
I got no problem
with
this.
Lighten up. I'm just kidding, but seriously, I did it.
Well, maybe even seriously, I did it. He's not funny.
I have no problem with this.
I don't really care.
That's funny.
He's crowing about nothing.
Right.
I just like Pence was in on Once Was a Man.
And then he's even lying here.
Yeah.
He says, it's a joke, and then, seriously, I did it.
You know, there's lots of people who raised money for cancer without being a total jackass.
But I can't wake up hating that guy. I don't care either way. I don't care either way.
I don't know.
I don't care either way.
He's a jackass.
Believe me, he's living with that. People don't like him
and
because of that.
And again, if you believe what you read, everybody in cycling is cheating like that.
To this day.
Like, it's
not to this day.
Pervasive in that sport.
I was watching a little of the cycling. What was it, the French
Tour de France?
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
love it over there, yeah. don't they, man? They really love it.
Is that when
crap.
You went to the drone racing?
No, it was a couple weeks ago that when the
for like France. For like a week solid, the TV in the gym locker room right. that is nearest where I put my stuff was on, I think it was NBC Sports Network, and every afternoon when I got there, it was either Tour de France or World Championship Swimming. And
yeah.
I'm like, this is why I don't watch this channel.
Yeah.
This is all really
boring. Our buddy Shaqib had a great Facebook post the other day. He said, I'm a lifelong soccer fan my whole life. And he goes, and I just realized this sport sucks. Bring on football. That was Shaqib. He got tired of watching soccer.
Yeah, so what did I see? Oh, it's one of those, I don't know, a kind of kick. It's some kind of penalty kick. And this really doesn't look manly when you got eight guys
holding their nuts
in front of the goal,
yep.
protecting their nuts.
Well, you're going to hold your nuts, too.
I suppose.
You suppose?
You're not going to hold your face. Yeah, I would, yeah.
Do the women do that, too?
No.
They don't cover their
junk? No, they kind of like angle themselves a little bit, but they don't. I don't think they hold them right in front of the crotch, if I can remember right. I've seen enough women's soccer. I should know that, but yeah, there's six guys holding their nuts. Yeah. I know that. I guess that's the only way to stop it,
it
man.
It just doesn't look like a sport.
No.
You know?
It's like, don't hit me right. in the nuts.
It looks like a weekend.
Yeah.
Well, are you suggesting that a manly sport, you just have them covered all the time?
Well, you catch it. You know, you don't see the front row.
The ball's too hard.
Right. If it's an
onside. Yeah, those guys kick that ball at 100 miles an hour, don't
right.
they?
Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah.
And they're what,
easily.
Maybe 10 yards
and
ahead of the guy?
In every sport, you're supposed to wear some kind of covering there, even if it's a cup.
I don't think they wear
that's
cups.
Still a covering.
He's holding it. He's holding it. Holding yeah. it. You'd hold your nuts there.
Absolutely, yeah. you would.
That ball is coming at you too quick to catch.
You don't stand around.
This is a dodgeball.
Put yeah. it there!
And then it goes there, and you bend down forever.
Yeah! Yeah! Manly sport!
Old iron nuts.
Right in your nuts.
Yeah, given the choice, you could cover your face or your junk. You'd much rather have that soccer ball glance off your face.
It right. may be a manly sport, but that pose doesn't look very
no,
manly.
It doesn't. It never did. It's always been pretty funny to me, too.
Yeah.
But it's practical.
But you would do it. Yeah. I think they should just do other guys' nuts. They all like put their arms off to the sides, and you do the other two dudes' nuts.
That's not
you.
Manly.
And then the other guys grab the others, yeah.
Or somebody got to come up from behind
it's,
you?
No, it's all crossovers.
Oh, okay.
You reach over, you grab the
well,
two.
Well, in that sense, someone might say that the center in football doesn't look particularly manly.
That's true, too. Here's my
if you're going to go that way, Todd, which I don't think we should.
Well, no, he looks like a power bottom. So, and there's nothing more manly than that.
I think there is something more
spoken
manly
like
than that.
Spoken like a true power bottom.
So.
Yeah.
What about a power top?
I don't think so. No, you're a real man if you're a power bottom.
Oh, well, if you say so.
I say
so. Puss said it originally.
Did he?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Florida homeowner busy cleaning up after a lightning strike. Mary Lou Ward told media outlets that she was sitting with her husband in their home during a thunderstorm when they heard a loud boom shortly before they discovered their bathroom toilet in pieces. It turns out that a lightning strike from the storm hit their septic tank, causing a methane gas explosion to hit the toilet through the pipes.
Jesus.
So it didn't come through the window of the bathroom. I was always afraid of that. Remember, your kids, don't shower in a lightning storm.
They're apparently, gonna, well, don't go I mean, to the bathroom either.
A plumber reported that the explosion was so forceful it sent pieces of porcelain into the bathroom wall.
Well, you'd probably have to have a septic tank for this to happen.
That's what it said.
Yeah, the turlet, the tank, and the indoor plumbing,
tank, right?
Now a wreck.
Be careful, Todd, next time you're pooping.
Yeah, don't poop during
they
a storm.
They say they feel lucky they didn't cause, that it was not a bigger blast and no one was hurt.
Well, you were a thundershirt anyway, so you'd be pooping with a thundershirt on everything.
He's still going to have chunks of porcelain embedded in his ass.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, the thundershirt's just wraps you up.
I know.
It's not a flak jacket.
No, you can still
anything.
Poop with it on, right?
Okay, Bidet Bill has gotten back to you here.
Bidet Bill. Oh, my.
Tell Tyler.
Yes?
The bidet has a drying fan that blows warm air on your ass.
Is dry pretty good? Clean?
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, if you sit there long enough.
Yeah. Can you just keep pushing the button? Keep getting, chipping away at the stone back there? You know, a little bit
yes.
of a little bit of, doesn't it chip away like drywall down there?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You should shower every now and again.
Oh, my.
You should go over.
If there's that much problem.
Take him up on this offer.
Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook.
Yeah.
Wallach and Packer fan. I know that sounds redundant, but it's on the Facebook page.
Back
April
tomorrow.
Macy tomorrow.
And we'll blow warm air up your ass.
Every morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.